So after discussing the requirements of being of fulfilling the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, question comes up as to whether or not one can be yotze the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim through a phone call or through an email or a text message or even a letter in the mail or even through a messenger. Basically, without you, your body being there, can you be yotze the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim? So the sugya starts with Moshe Feinstein, who famously says that we know the mekor for the mitzvah Bikur Cholim in the Gemara is learned out of the pasuk, Ve'odata lahem et haderech asher yelechu ba. So he says, asher yelechu ba, that the way that you should tell them the way that they should go. Asher yelechu ba, they should go, means that you have to actively go to be mevaker cholim. You have to actually go and visit, walk or drive, travel to visit the sick person. And if you don't do that, you're not yotze. So if you're not physically there, you're not yotze. You may be yotze the mitzvah of maybe gemilut chasadim ve'after lo'echa kamocha, but the mitzvah of bikur cholim, you're not yotze. That's the opinion of Moshe Feinstein. He is one of the only achronim that say that. Most of the achronim, just to name a few, Rav Chaim Falaji, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, as well as Chaim Avadya Yosef and others, say no. You could be yotze. You could be yotze. What's the reasoning? The reasoning, because what are the purposes of being mevaker choleh? So first of all, taking care of his needs. So you could take care of his needs over the phone. You could arrange for a nurse to go and care for him. You could take care of his emotional needs over the phone. You could cheer him up, tell him a story. You could take care of his spiritual needs over the phone. You could have a chavru, a one-on-one chavruta with him over the phone. And also to daven for him. You could daven for him over the phone. You could say a misha barach even if you're not there. So you could, technically speaking, you could fulfill the obligation. Ravad Yosef, however, says that ideally one should personally go and visit the sick person, because it is much better, it is much more powerful, it's much more meaningful when your body is present by the chole. It means much more to him. In addition, the tefillah that you would pray for the chole in his presence would be more powerful, because as we know, the Gemara says, the Shekhinah is Shoreh, the Shekhinah rests above the head of the sick person, and therefore it's much more powerful. The Shekhinah focuses itself much more over there, and the Tefillah would be much more powerful. However, technically speaking, halachically speaking, one need not go and actually be present in front of the Choleh. He can be Yotzeh the Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim through telephone, text message, and again, use other creative ways. Nowadays, the later the generation, the more creative ways there are that exist to do this, to communicate. So that is halakha l'maaseh. Have a great day, everyone.